This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday the United States could send as many as 15,000 military troops to the border with Mexico. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president's statement comes as he hardens his stance against a caravan of migrants fleeing violence and poverty in Central America.
About 3,100 troops have deployed so far, and the president says the number will ramp up.
We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000.
If it is 15,000, that would be more American troops at the border than there are in Afghanistan. The upper end of the president's estimate caught the Pentagon off guard. It already authorized 5,200 troops to deploy to the border and told about 2,200 others to be ready. The president's been increasing his talk about illegal immigration as the election's near, though he says he's not fear-mongering.
Immigration's a very important subject.
Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is rejecting suggestions the deployments are a political ploy, saying, "We don't do stunts in this department." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Turkish prosecutor says Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, and then his body was cut into pieces. The statement by Chief Istanbul Prosecutor Erfan Fidan comes as Turkey pressures Saudi Arabia to extradite the 18 people it detained in connection with Khashoggi's killing. Fidan's statement was the first public confirmation by a Turkish official that the journalist was mutilated after being killed in the consulate. Turkey has steadily amped up pressure on Saudi Arabia to provide answers amid its shifting officials' explanations of Khashoggi's fate. Weeks after the fact, Riyadh announced the writer had been killed in the consulate by a team of Saudi agents. This is VOA News.